Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now let's turn to James chapter 2, reading verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. The title of our message is Friends of God. The scripture tells us that the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him, it was counted to him for righteousness. That is the right thing to do, to believe God. And then he was called the friend of God. Friends of God believe God. They believe who? Believe his word. That's how the scripture is fulfilled. That the scripture was fulfilled in that Abraham believed the scriptures. So God is looking for those who will believe in his word. Those who would take to his word, he said, that's how the scriptures will feed. The day we believe that he is God, the day we turn to him, turn to who? Turn to the word of God. That this word of God is the true God. That the scripture was fulfilled, that Abraham, a physical man, believed in him, and it was counted to him for righteousness. That means God is looking for those who believe in him. And when you believe in him, you're counted righteous. That's why he says with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. So we believe with our heart. With a mouth or with a tongue, confession is made unto salvation. We start by believing him in our hearts. Then we confess what we believe. We testify of what we believe. So friends of God, believe God. See what Jesus said in John chapter 14. Now if we read verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That if we love him, the proof of it is that we will keep his word. What word? The word he gave to us in the Bible. We'll take to it. That's how we show that we are his friends. You know, God is his spirit. You can't see him. Now he's saying that if we take to his word, if we believe his word, that the word of God in the Bible is the word of the Holy Spirit, then he said, we please the Spirit of God. Further in verse 23 of John 14, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. You see, the words in the Bible was sent by God. That is the true word of God. And that if we keep to his word, the Father will love us. If we keep to which word? The word of the Father. The word he gave to us in the Bible, that he so loved us, he gave us his word. That so that we don't perish, but have everlasting life. So that we can have the life of God. We have the living God. If we don't love him, he says, anyone who does not keep his sayings does not love him. Anyone who does not take to his words, to the scripture, say does not love him. Why did he say so? See John chapter 15, verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. He said the scripture is all that God has. That he is all of God. That's why he says that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. That he pleased the Father. That in the scripture should everything dwell. So God gave us everything. He didn't hold back anything that will save our soul, is what he's saying. All that he has made it known to us. How did he make it known to us? Through the Bible. That's why he says, seek out of the book of the Lord and read. None of it will fail. None will want to admit. So for my mouth has commanded it, my spirit gathered it. It means he gave us himself complete. So that's why he says, if you receive me, you receive he that sent me. If you believe in me, you believe in he that sent me. That the word of God is the complete God. Nothing left. Nothing to be added. That's why he says, don't add to it, don't subtract. That from Genesis to Revelation is complete. That God has given us completeness in Christ. That's why he says, when we come to him, then are we complete. Where? In him. In who? In the Bible. That if we don't come to him, we have come short of entering into his rest, into his completeness. We have not come to the full knowledge of God. We are still in doubt. That means we have not believed him. We have not taken to his word. Who is doing that? He says the devil. It's the devil that make men not to believe the scriptures. That the scripture is the very son of the living God. What does that mean? That the scripture is the very word of God. He says the devil making him up into doubt God. Because men speak to us, we believe. Then God is greater than man. And then, that if we don't believe the word of God, we have made God a liar. Because we say that his word is not true. What word? The word we have in the Bible. That means we are not his friends. That's why I said this in 1 John chapter 2. If we read from verse 15 to verse 17 of it. Love not the word, neither the things that are in the word. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Says, love not the word. He's not talking of the physical word. That's not necessarily what he's saying. He's telling us of the worldly man. That there is a natural man or worldly man, there's a spiritual man. Says, if anyone love that fellow, which he described to us that this is how he functioned. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life is in this worldly man. He said, if you're a friend of this worldly man, you become an enemy of God. Why? Because he is an adversary. He is a challenger. He is the one that is doing as God. But he is not God. He is not the truth. That once we take to this natural one, we become an enemy of God. That's why he says to us by the Spirit through St. Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 3, reading from verse 1 to 5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, hardy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. says in these days, what day, the last days, our days, the days of Jesus Christ, that there will be a departing from the truth. For men shall be lovers of themselves in his name. They will be loving themselves in the name of God, of the true God. Instead of loving God, they will love themselves, and therefore the scripture says they have a form of godliness. Jesus says that these people draw to him, towards him with their tongue, saying, Lord, Lord, but their heart is far from him. They have not believed like Abraham. They have not believed like Noah. You know, these were friends of God. They have not believed like Enoch. He said, Enoch walked with God and God took him. Which God? The Word. The Word took him. He said, instead of them being lovers of the Word, they'll be lovers of themselves, the fleshly man. That's why he says, love not that worldly man. But if anyone love that worldly man, who is that worldly man? He said, yourself. That they'll be lovers of themselves. That's not certain people. It means yourself. It's between yourself and God. It says if you are a lover of yourself, you cannot be a lover of God. And that this is the devil at work to confuse and deceive the whole world. That's why it says, in that day, they will say, is it the man that confused the whole world, that deceived the world? That one, the Lord says, how are that fallen old Lucifer, the ancient serpent? He's seen from the beginning. He has no love of God in him. He's an enemy of God. That's why James chapter 4 verse 4 said this. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Again, he's telling us of the worldly man, that whosoever be a friend of him, of the worldly man, is an enemy of God. For God is a spirit. What spirit? The Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit spoke through men. That's how we got the Bible, all of the Bible. Every word in the Bible came by the inspiration of God. It says, if you love the fleshly man, the natural man, we can't turn to that eternal God, that spirit that called Moses from the burning bush. We can turn to God that spoke and told Adam. Did I not tell you that the day you disobey the word of God, you would die? He is a spirit. You can see him. Now he said the way to love that spirit is to love his word. And this word he gave to us in writing in the Bible. Now he says that if we be a friend of the worldly man, we become an enemy of God. We become an adulterer and adulteresses. We adulterate the truth. For example, the word says, give no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear. That's what he said. He says your father knows what you need, your heavenly father. And that when we go into that frenzy, is the devil doing it. Turning hearts of men from God and turning to themselves. Because you see, you can't get taller through your thoughts. No, you can't add a cube to your heart. That your Father, your Heavenly Father, giveth you all these things. What did he say we should do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All of these things shall be added unto you. That it is God that blesses. Who is this God? He is a spirit. If you take to his word, it says you will please him. And when you please God, like Abraham, you become his friend. That's how you get friends of God. That this scripture was fulfilled. That this is the standard for everybody, including Abraham and all. That Abraham believed God, believed his word. That is the same for us today. That if we believe, he said, we will enter into his rest. If we take to his word. That the word of God is the truth. See John 17 verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Let me read from verse 15 to that 17. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I was praying for his disciples that the eternal spirit should sanctify them, the Father. Should keep them away from flesh and blood, from the desire of the devil. And they should desire him. And that this is the sanctification that sanctify them by the truth. What truth? The God of truth. That the word of God is the true God. And that they should turn to this truth and know that it is the word that feeds them, is the word that protects them, is the word that blesses. Who blessed Abraham? God, the word. He said, in blessing, I'll bless you. How did he bless him? By his word. That God spoke. That's how he does everything. He spoke and everything was created by the word. Now he says, believe him. That he operates, he exists, he loves through the word. And the word alone. That's why he says, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is the truth. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. He tells us, sanctify them by the truth, thy word is truth. In 1 Peter chapter 3, 15, says, sanctify the Lord God. Because the word is the Lord God, the true God. Sanctifying the Lord God in your heart. He's telling you, sanctify the Bible in your heart. Let him alone be your dread. Let him be whom you obey, whom you bow to. Because he is the true God. If you turn to his word, you become a friend of God. That's how friends of God do. They turn to his word. They don't turn to another. They don't worship creature instead of the creator. He's telling us that we should worship the creator, not creature. We are creatures. He created us. But we have to love the creator. See Mark chapter 8. Hear what Jesus says to us. The good Lord said this. Mark chapter 8, reading from verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You hear what he says? He spoke to them and to his disciples, to the multitude and to his disciples, that if anyone want to come after him, he should deny himself. That is the minimal requirement. That is the starting point. That if you don't deny yourself, you cannot be his disciples. You cannot turn to him. That it takes repentance first. That's what he's saying, that we have to repent. What does that mean? Turn from ourselves to him. That he is not ourselves. He's not you. Jesus is Jesus. That Jesus is the Holy Bible. He's the Holy Word of God. He said we should now love this Word of God and we become friends of God. And that anyone who is ashamed of him in this adulterous generation, that's why James says that you adulterer and adulteresses, turn away from that way. He was not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to believers. James wrote to those who have believed. He's only telling them, believe properly because you are adulterating the truth. You are mixing the old and the new. You can't do so. That new wine must be put in new bottle. Who is that new bottle? Christ, the Word of God. What is that new wine? The gospel. That's why he says that anyone that is ashamed of my gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. St. Paul says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? I'm not ashamed of the testimony of the Bible. For he is the power of God to everyone that believe, to the Jews first and to the Greek. That many will be ashamed of him. How they will take to the worldly. That worldly one that brings shame, that causes shame. That brings shame, but it says that if you hope in this God, you will not see shame. You can never be confounded. And that is the one that Adam took to, that he saw shame. He took to the devil, the ancient serpent, and then he saw nakedness. And that we, if we take to his word in this adulterated world, the world where truth is not seen anymore, as if God is not true, as if the word of God is not true, that the practices of men are out to challenge the scriptures in various forms. But it says that they are they whom God shall be ashamed of when he returns. In the glory of his Father, the world will see that the Word of God is that eternal Father. That he will come in the glory of his Father and the holy angels. That the scripture is coming. That in his days, oh wonderful, in his days, the days of the King of Kings, that the Lion of the tribe of Judah shall return, but he will return in his glory, not as the Lamb to sacrifice himself for us. No, he's coming as the King. That he is God. That what the scripture says will come to pass. And that this word of God is to be a friend of him. That if you be a friend of him, you will not be ashamed that day when he returns. Because you have believed the true God. You have believed the Bible. That the Bible has always been the same in the days of Enoch, in the days of Abel, in the days of Noah. I say Jesus the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. In the Garden of Eden, he is the same. There's only one eternal speaker that spoke all these words we read in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He is that one saying to us that if we are ashamed of the testimony of this Bible, because he is the truth. Who planted him? God. That God planted this Bible so that we can have him to believe. We can have the true God to believe and not only to believe, to love. That's why I say you should love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love the scriptures. The friends of God love the scriptures. Then when you see one who is not the lover of the scriptures, you say the devil has put them in such condition. That they are lovers of themselves, that's why they cannot love the scriptures. Because the self has what he is interested in. He has his lust. And what he is desiring is not of God. He has nothing to do with God. That flesh and blood cannot obey God, can't please God. So that the desire of the natural man is an enemy of God, is in contrast against God. What is spiritual man desire is different from what the natural man desire. They are two different things. And so that's why he said that he is going to get, if not the whole world, to himself, to his side, the devil, through this desire. That they have not loved God. That's why the devil took them. That if you love the word of God, the devil cannot take you. Because you know that the word of God is God. That man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That's your food. That he is the God you have to worship. That is your God. He is the one that you are looking for. Do you see his glory? You don't look for another glory. Like the devil took Jesus and said, he showed him the glory of this world. No. That is not the glory of those who are friends of God. The glory is the glory of God. They want to see the scripture glorified. They want to see the word glorified. He said that the scripture was fulfilled because Abraham believed the scriptures. It was counted to him for righteousness. That when we believe to the saving of our soul, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot of this scripture will pass away because he is the true word of God, though we may die in the flesh, but he abided forever. And so though as Abraham lived and he spent his time, he said God was testifying of him. As Abel lived, that he was murdered by his brother, but the testimony that he believed was still testifying. And all of all that have believed him, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, it says all of the prophets, when do you see them in the kingdom of God? And those who didn't believe the scripture being cast away, then there will be shame and lamentation that day. That's why he's saying to us, come, be my friend. You know God is looking for a friend. That's amazing. Said the Father seeketh for such. God is genuinely looking for a friend. He told Peter, do you love me? Keep my sheep. Keep my word. Don't let the word, don't let the devil rob you. Satan wants to sift you, Peter. But I pray for you. Keep the word to the end. St. Paul says, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. What faith? Faith in the word. They are the children of God. Their faith in him, in his Bible, as Abraham believed. So St. Paul says, I have fought that faith of God, the faith in the word of God. And then you, O Timothy, fight the good fight of faith, that in the last day, perilous time, shall abound, that there's going to be what the Spirit says, it will happen. But don't be like them. Take to the word of God. Don't do like Cain. Take to the word of God. Don't do like Esau. For one plate of food, for this temporal world, he sold his birthright. Don't do so. Take to this word of God is our birthright. God has given us his son. Who gave birth to the Bible? The Almighty. He said, that's your right. That what shall it profit a man? He gains the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul. Because there's only one that endures forever. He's himself. He's the Savior. The Savior of our soul. He said, by him you shall live forever. But anyone that turns away from him, he said, will see shame on that day. Because there's not another who make things to live except the word of God he spoke. And that's why things are living. And it says, by him you shall live forever. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.